Do. Hey guys, welcome back to May I Talk episode. This is a podcast show where we sit and do not zip it. My name is Mo and I am going to be your host for today. I hope everyone is doing okay. And I have a guest here in the house, Mr. Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hi. Why did you have to put Mr. behind? My name is Josh, not Mr. Josh.
I just wanted to be, you know, put some respect on the name. Hi, Josh. How are you now?
I'm all right. I'm fine. How are you, Moti?
Okay. It's been a while. So, Josh is a fashion designer. You know what? Don't let me do the introduction myself. Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. My name is Josh. Okay. But my full name is Ayobamidele Majekudumi Joshua. The name of my fashion brand is Josh Amor. It's a menswear, bespoke and ready to wear brand based in Nigeria, Lagos, precisely.
Oh, that's amazing! All right, yeah. So guys, people should go and storm. I think your Instagram handle is at Josh Amor LTD or something.
Yes, you're correct.
All right, sure. So I'm gonna put it in my bio and all my content. Description so people can follow you and actually see what you do personally. It suits are really nice and I can vouch for that because they're learning work from you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
How has been virus been so far in Nigeria? I hope you're staying safe.
Yeah, sure. Well, I have to, you know, you don't have a choice. It is reality of today. We have to just deal with it.
Has it been affecting your business?
Well, definitely it has, because my business has to do with people going out and events and, you know, the likes. But it's getting better now anyways. You know, it was really tough 2-3 months ago, but I guess things are easing out a bit. So it's looking good. Thankfully. Yeah,
I see Nigerians are started doing Owambe. Everybody party every weekend now.
Yeah, it's happening already. We are turning up.
Yes, everybody's waiting for Dirty December.
Exactly.
Anyway, that is so good. All right, so I invited you here today to speak on the topic living together before marriage. Before then, I'm sure you are aware that I released the female edition, or should I just say the female edition? Let me just say another aspect of living together, which is, I mean, I had a guest called IJ, and she feels like it is okay for people to live together before marriage. So Josh, I'm gonna ask you this question. Do you think it's okay for people to live together before getting married?
I would say no.
Okay. Why?
Yeah. I've heard stories and I have had a few experiences. And as far as I'm concerned, I feel it is not ideal.
Okay.
It's not ideal mentally, emotionally, and even sometimes physically.
Okay. You know?
Yeah. So I'll give a few reasons why I say that. So a lot of times, so there is not even one word, it's two words. So see finish, right, is a major thing that people need to understand exists, right?
Okay.
So a lot of times when people tend to live together before marriage, you know, see finish comes into play.
Okay.
And of course, in the case of marriage, like, so when you are married already, like, there is no going back. You already know that, okay, this is it. And then even if you have seen the person finish, you can't finish the person. You know, like, it is most often, right? Of course, people get a divorce and all of that. But I mean, generally speaking now, you know, you just go into it and your mind, you know, comes to terms with the fact that, okay, this is for life, right? So you are in it already. But then in the case where you are not married and you are living with your partner, it's a different ballgame, because it is in your head at that moment that, okay, you are not yet married. So a lot of times, you know, you tend to be too familiar with the person. And then familiarity brings, what's the word now? Familiarity brings, I think, contempt or something like that. Yeah. So a lot of times, you know, when you get too familiar with the person, you get exhausted by the person's presence. And then it can be overwhelming. And a lot of times, it ends up being tiring even before you get to the point of marriage.
Okay, but eventually, you will, whether you get married to this person or not, there's a part of you that will definitely see this person finish to some extent. There are so many people that they do not live together, but they behave like they live together. I'm talking about, they literally see each other almost every day. He picks her to work, he brings her back to work, back home. He's they're going for lunch, they're doing dinner together, sometimes they have breakfast. So basically, I still see it as attaché, if you understand what I mean.
No, it's so like, I'll say this. Sorry to cut you short. So there are two different things. When you live with someone, you're living with the person. When you are not, even if you're seeing the person every day, do you understand? It doesn't amount to living with the person.
Yes.
You understand? Exactly. So these are two different ball games entirely. Because when you're living with someone, that means you are actually almost spending 24 hours. So, of course, the person will probably go to work and all of that. But if you are in each other's bed every day, it's a different ballgame. And I'm not limiting it to just if there are a lot of other disadvantages to this thing, right? Yeah. That was just one of my points, you know. You know, so if I'm going to buttress further on this, you know, I would say so for I'm a guy, right? And you know, for guys, there's a way guys function, you know. So like I would say, as long as we are not married, you understand, you know, guys like to have this their space, these are space thing. Like, even though, yes, I know I will marry you, do you understand? Like, we already know that we are getting married. I'll probably even making wedding plans. But still at that, you understand? I know I've not gotten married to you yet. So, I need my space. I need my space. In fact, even, not just the guy now, even sometimes women want their space as well.
We always want our space.
Exactly. So, in a case where, you know, I remember sometime having this conversation with a friend and, you know, I was like, no, it was my ex then. And I told her, oh, okay, that if I get married and I don't... So we're having a conversation about marriage. And I'm like, if I don't have money when I want to get married and I can't rent, like, I want to have my own house by the time I get married and all of that, you know. But I'm like, well, if I don't have enough money to buy my own house, I'll probably just rent a small space, maybe like a two-bedroom apartment, because I don't want to go and get an apartment that I will feel comfortable in, such that I will probably not be gingered kind of to buy my own house. You know, that kind of thing. You know, so when I said that, she said, what do you mean by that? Like, why would you get a two-bedroom apartment, like, after you are married? Are you saying that, so it's just the room for the two of us and, like, a guest room? I said, yeah, of course. She said, no. So what if we have a fight?
Okay.
She asked me that. So what if you have a fight? What if there's an issue, like, and I want space? I need a room to go and, like, be by myself. So there's that understanding, especially with the, you know, peeps of nowadays, you know, this generation. Gone are those days, our parents, you know, was different with them. Like, it was a do or die thing when it had to do with marriage, you know, they sleep in the same room, eat in the same plate. Everything was so together. You know, these days is a bit different. You know, couples usually end up doing stuff separately, you know, which kind of bring, but that's another topic entirely. But then coming back to this topic, you know, space is usually needed. So when you're already living with someone that you are going to get married to, you know, and then you want space, how do you convey that message and say, oh, it's not like as if I want you to leave, but you know what, I just want space. You know, this is someone that...
Okay, so already... sorry, let me cut you in there, Josh. Yeah. I like what you said on the theme of space and privacy, especially when there's fights and all of that. When you get married, that is going to come up as well, whereby you would be so frustrated, because I always tell people that in every phase of life, there's midlife crisis in relationship, at work, and whatnot. At the beginning of the relationship, it's sweet, it's romantic. Before you know, midlife crisis come into play, right?
Yeah.
When you guys get married, definitely there'll be fight. Definitely there'll be arguments. And you'll not want to see the person maybe at that point. But if two of you are mature enough, you can sort out the issue before going to bed. And sometimes the issue can be so big that, yes, two of you probably need space from each other. So are you saying that now, if you are married and you people have fights and you need your privacy, this will still not happen? Because outside living together before marriage, you're trying to say, okay, so living together before marriage, you need your space, blah, blah, blah. So when you get married as well, you need your space. So what is the solution? So what are you saying that is a different ball game before marriage?
I get you totally. So it is a different ball game. I would always say this. Marriage is marriage. Do you understand? Before marriage is before marriage. You can't mix both. Before you get married, do you understand? There's a psychological process to this thing. So in your mind has played it out that, okay, this is it. I'm getting into this and there's no way around it. Like, I'm signed up to living with this person. Do you understand? To being with this person, to seeing this person for as long as forever. It is the reality. Okay.
Let me cut you again on that one, right? So yeah. I was reading a book earlier I can't tell whether it's a book or just a very small stuff that says that people who think it's wrong to live together before getting married also think it's wrong to get divorced after getting married. You keep saying you're in it and you're in it forever. Are you trying to say that divorce is not an option when you get married?
For me, it's not. People are different. Yeah, for me.
Like, so even if you're in like a very abusive relationship, it is still not an option?
Well, it would be. But that is why I wouldn't even marry someone that would be abusive in the first place, right?
You can't know who will be abusive at the beginning. You can't know.
It depends. No, in some cases you will. In some cases. So I've heard stories of, you know, women, you know, dating guys that, you know, are... you know, beat them up, you know, hit them and all of that. While they are dating, yes, well, this happens like every other day. I'm being honest, like I have friends who have, you know, opened up to me and told me about this. You know, this happens. In fact, sometimes it's even the girl actually, you know, being violent, stoning the guy with a bottle and all of that. So, yes, sometimes you don't see it. In some cases, you do. It all depends, right? So, but for me, I would not go into marriage with the mindset of
divorce.
Getting a divorce. Yes, whatever the case might be. I really don't buy the idea of it. I feel like, you know, these things could be worked out somehow, some way. So it's a personal thing. But yeah, like, divorce is allowed. I would tell anyone for free that if you're in an abusive marriage, you should seek for divorce, like, as soon as possible. Because it's better to be divorced than to be dead. You know, a lot of people have died from years that, you know, lost their lives to domestic violence, marriage and all of that. Yeah, so definitely, you know, but I'm not saying when you are in it and you are in it for forever. I'm not saying that in the sense of, oh, okay, like marriage is a do or die thing. No, that's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm saying when it's marriage, you already have that notion, of course, without thinking, okay, I'm going to be violated or I'm going to be abused or whatever. So when you're going to marriage, when you're making those the oaths and all of that, the vows and all of those things, you know, you already swore to be with this person forever and all of that. So all that process, you know, makes your mind prepared for all of these things. Unlike the case of when you are still courting or dating, as the, you know, case might be. So
all right, let me come into this a little. So I'm very sure you are aware that I asked this question on my WhatsApp just like yesterday or 2 days ago, where I asked a lot of people that, would you rather live with someone before marriage? Does it help? Does it not help? And I got a lot of response with that. Like 75% of the people were like, hell yeah, they would rather do that because it's easier for them to get to know this person and know if they want to dive into this marriage or not, you know? And like 25% were like, no, it's a costly finish to do this. Why do you think 75% of the people actually feel comfortable, feel like it is safer for them to get to know this person before actually going into the marriage? Is it because of our generation right now, the fact that things are like not secure, like your heart is not secure, your relationship is not secure. So it's better for you to just know already, okay, but boy, you, if he stay with you, if he not stay with you, you know, that kind of thing. Do you think it's out of fear, or do you think it's just that they want to have a solid relationship and be sure, okay, is this woman I want? Is this man I want?
Okay, so I think it's probably a bit of both, actually, you know. So there's the insecurity part where you just want to be with that person 24/7. So you can probably see what the person is doing. You can monitor. You can be sure that, okay, the person is just with you and not probably spending time with some other girl or some other guy. You know, that kind of thing. Sometimes that might be the case. In some other cases, it could just be out of, say, boredom, you know. And it depends. So it depends, and it differs from one person to the other. You know, people have different reasons why they do things. But personally, I won't subject to it, because at the end of the day, I just feel it's not something that would determine how a marriage would go. The reality is, a lot of times, people have great relationships while dating, and then they have failed marriages.
Yes.
Exactly. True. So it is not it is not about how well you people live together before marriage. That's not what guarantees a great marriage. No.
Don't you think it could help a little bit more? Because I've seen situations whereby little things actually break people up. You know, like, let me give an example. I know this girl back then that dated a guy for like 9 years in school. And after we finished school, they got married. And within a year, they actually, you know, broke up. And when she spoke to me about it, I feel like it was like silly things. Like, she could not handle his habits, you know? I feel like maybe if they had actually lived together, maybe for like 2 months, or 3 months, I'm just saying, maybe like a marriage boot camp or something. Maybe she'll have been able to know that, okay, I can take this or I can't take this. Or maybe she'll have been able to tell him, oh, you can't be doing this, you can't be doing that. Because 9 years of relationship, 9 years of being with this person, she still didn't know who he was, because they actually never really spent time together. The only time they got to see each other was probably weekends, and she didn't sleep over, because her parents were actually against it. Sleeping in the guy's house, and also biblically or religious wise, she was against it. So you see, within a year of marriage, they had to divorce each other because they could not stand each other.
Yeah.
So do you think, what do you think the problem is?
So I would say this for sure. Dating, okay, no, let me say, living with your partner, still, like I said earlier, doesn't guarantee a successful marriage, because people pretend a lot, right? Like, I've met people that have given me a side of them that I later realized was not the real side of them, much after, you know, we probably stopped being friends, you know. It all depends. So, but my point here is, even if they choose to live together, say, okay, so maybe they've been dating for 9 years, and before marriage they decided to live together for 2 months or 3 months. So let me give you an instance. So we start living together, and then I probably do something, and then she says, oh, why are you doing this? I don't like this. Okay, so probably, let me say, for example, I smoke. She doesn't like me smoking, right? And then she had not known that for the 9 years that we've been dating, because we've probably not really spent quality time together. So now we are living together before marriage, and then I smoke, and then she sees me smoking, and then she says, oh no, why are you smoking? Like, I don't like this, it's wrong, it's bad, blah blah blah. And then I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I won't do it. And then I don't smoke anymore around her, just because I want to marry this girl, right? And then we get married. I know we are already married, right? So she's my wife, okay, so I can do whatever I want. A lot of people do that. In fact, a lot of people actually...
I know.
Yeah, many, majority, to be very
frank. Don't you think that is dangerous? Like, see, my problem is, my own problem with this whole thing is pretense, you know?
Yeah.
Someone yesterday was telling me that it's not possible for someone to hide their character for a whole year. I said, no, you've not met some people. Some people are very good.
People can hide characters.
Talking about smoking, right? I know a friend of mine that smokes, and He has never smoked in front of his wife before until she caught him smoking. And that thing gave their marriage a very terrible shake. Because she did not, if they had come to tell her that, look, your husband smokes, she would say, no, never, never, he doesn't. Because after smoking, he would chew gum, he would spray perfume, he would stay outside for a very long time. You know? And you see, things like that, if she had known earlier, they will have been able to tackle it and say, okay, you know what? You do this. I can't stand it, so I have to leave you. I can't stand it, you have to try and change.
Definitely.
So I understand you saying living together messes you up mentally, physically, and emotionally. So I want you to, you actually spoke about the emotional part of it. How does it mess you up physically?
Okay, so physically, it's two things. So one is the part where, okay, so you're living with this person, and then of course now, you know, we are dating, we are planning marriage, so sex wouldn't be something we have to start, what's it called now? Sex would be something, yeah, it would happen like as often, as many times as possible, you know. And at that point, you know, majority of the time, the woman is at the risk of getting pregnant, right? Now, which is another issue that, you know, I for one, I've met a friend before who had the same scenarios. This one was, they were not even probably planning marriage. They were just dating, and then they were living together. And then the babe got pregnant, and, you know, it became a major issue. Oh, no, I wasn't expecting that to happen. Why wouldn't you expect that to happen? We've been having sex every other night. Like, I don't get. And then it was a mess. They fought. You know, the guy brutalized her. You know, and a lot of things happened thereafter. You know, so sometimes, you know, these things, because in the... So, usually, because it's a mental thing. So, when you're already living with that person, you get used to this person. In your head, you're like, I'm kind of married already. So yeah. You lose guard. There's something called lose guarding. So you just lose guard. You are not so conscious of, okay, let me have protected sex, or let me use contraceptives and all of that. At the end of the day, you know, pregnancy suffers, and then you start asking questions. What were you expecting? You know. So a lot of times I feel that at the end of the day, in fact, some people that would have probably gotten married, I've ended up not getting married because of things like this. So the girl gets pregnant. The guy says, oh no, you know what? My parents, my family, we are Christians. You can't come to my parents and say, so we are going to probably get married in 6 months, right? And they are going to have my children. But at this moment, because you are pregnant now, we can't go ahead keeping this baby. Yes, we can't keep this baby yet. So you have to take out this baby. And the girl, are you kidding me? Like, we are going to get married. Let's keep this baby. Let's meet your parents. Like, let's just tell them, oh, no, you can't meet my parents. And then it becomes an issue, and then everything ends.
So you are saying that living together before marriage can be an emotional trap with pregnancy?
It can.
And also, it can also be a risk factor for abortion.
Definitely.
But if a man knows that he's going to get married to this girl eventually, he himself should know, thank God he said lose guard. But also, it should not really be the woman's fault, though.
No, no, I'm not
blaming. Because if he knows that he's not ready to be a father, he should constantly use condoms.
Of course, of course. So I'm not blaming the woman for getting pregnant. I am not saying that, oh, no, I wouldn't say that, you know. What I'm saying, in essence, is that, so if pregnancy, you know, surfaces, right, like, it's, of course, the responsibility of both parties.
It's,
but then
it
depends on how they get to handle it. So, like I said, so for a guy, for example, me as a person, my dad is a pastor. I know how my parents would undo such scenario, you know, like me taking a pregnant fiancé to them. Like, it would be a major issue. In fact, they would even judge. You know how parents can be. They would even judge the girl. So they would forget that I'm the one that actually put the pregnancy inside. They would judge the girl first before judging me. Is the reality. You know,
okay, wait. Let me say this. You said you taking home a pregnant fiance. First of all, you're not gonna propose to your girl without her knew your family before, right?
Oh,
so if you had said taking home a pregnant girlfriend is different from taking home a pregnant fiance, because they already know she's going to be your wife.
trust me, that doesn't count. My parents are very biblical. They are very spiritual. As far as they are concerned, in fact, sex before marriage is a no-no. And I know a lot of Nigerian, a lot of Nigerian parents actually stand by this. Do you get what I'm saying? So as far as they are concerned, fiancé or no fiancé, as long as they are not married, you are not meant to have sex with this woman. Exactly. So it is cancelled. So talk more of now bringing pregnancy. Like, that one is problem. So it's sometimes gets to that point where, you know, you end up having to choose. Okay, so the girl says, oh, you have to choose between your family and myself. I'm not going to take out this pregnancy because you're getting married. And the guy is saying, oh no, like, my parents won't accept you, you know, with this pregnancy. So you have to take it out. And at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, that might even lead to the end of that relationship.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Okay, all right. So now you've spoken about sex and pregnancy. You've still spoken about family. So now let's move into the friends sector here. I know a lot of people say living together before marriage is nice. Some people say it's not nice. People like you that say it's not nice. How do you think your friends view living together before marriage? Or how do men view it? So let me look into the friend's aspect and let me look into the man's aspect. If, for example, now your fiance or your girlfriend has housing issues, she can't afford to pay her rent that month or that year, would you take her in? And would you consider that living with you?
Okay. So that's a dicey one, to be honest. But I like to think of things in different ways. Now, let me give you an instance. So I would like to say, so if my fiance is not able to, you know, maybe pay her rent for a period of time and then she needs to stay with me. So I would like to think of it. Okay, so what if I actually don't even have a place of mine to stay? So because we need to also look at this thing. So let's not look at it from just one side. Let's look at it from another side entirely. So, okay, so of course I have the house, right? And then she can actually stay. But then in a case where that wasn't an option, so maybe I don't even live in that city that she lives, or I live in the same city, but then I'm still living with my parents. Of course, you can't move into my house where my parents, you know, are still like
there,
and all of that. So what happens in that case? Wouldn't she have to look for an option? So I'd rather start looking into an option of looking into another option and not looking into just that option of me being the only person that she can actually live with. And then when she has looked critically, right, and there is no option, you know, so because to be honest, like, it's only when, so there will always be an option. That's a fact. Me, I know that for sure. There will always be. But it's only when you have probably like looked at it in just one direction, you probably never see that option. So, but if she now says, oh no, there's no option, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I can welcome you, but then we need to know that this is not going to last for more than a period of time. So we have a conversation. So what's the plan? What are we trying to do? How long are you going to be here for? Because I cannot particularly entertain you living here for a space of a year. A year is a long time, right?
Oh, yes.
So it is, exactly. So it's as well as like, so we are already probably married, kind of, you know. As so for me now, like, for me being a person that would normally not accommodate that idea of living with a spouse. So if you're going to live for a year, that's too long, you know. So, but how long are you going to be around for? And what's your plan? Okay, do we need to get you a place? What do we need to do? And then we'll put heads together, you know, and then if we need to raise some money and all of that, we do that. Whatever the case might be, we'll probably have to. So, but then we have that conversation and we make a plan. But I would not, like, just open my arms and say, oh, you are welcome, just feel at home. And no, I won't do that.
Okay, definitely. All right. Yeah. All right. All right. That's actually, another side to it. You being considerate for the fact that, yes, it's just of if there is no option. Like you said, to me, I always believe that there's always an option.
Definitely.
And also, even if there's no solution, there will definitely be an option.
Definitely.
It's actually been so nice talking to you. Our program is always for 30 minutes, but I think we've moved a little bit outside 30 minutes. And
wow.
today we've spoken on the male perspective, pregnancy, family, friends, homelessness. I mean, you've actually just, wow, this is another Watch side. It's another side that I didn't actually know was going to be this juicy, because when I spoke to IJ on Living Together and she saying it's actually very okay, I got a lot of response. I got a lot of people say, yeah, it's good. And I got a lot of people that said, oh, no, never. Mm. They can never allow it and stuff. And now I understand the reason why they can never allow it. You broke it down into pieces for me. And Josh, I am really, really thankful for being a part of this episode. And I hope to have you again on another episode.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I actually had fun, you know, having this. In fact, there are some things I actually just understood as well from having this conversation. You know, so
it's
fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So before you go, we normally play a game at the end of our show. Would you like to play a game? So you have to choose, would you rather do a spelling game or would you rather answer a would you rather game? I don't know. Would you rather or a spelling game? Which one would you want?
Spelling game. Please, well, I beg.
Spelling.
Don't think I go to school. No, I would. I would actually do the rather game instead.
Okay, all right. All right, so let's go. The first question is, would you rather be a snake or would you rather be a sheet?
A snake or a sheet?
Yeah, like poo-poo.
Snake, definitely.
Okay. All right, would you rather be able to walk on your head or be able to walk on your palms?
I'd rather be able to walk on my palms.
Okay. Would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Too hot, definitely.
Too hot? Wow.
Yes. Too hot to handle.
All right. My final question. Would you rather die before your spouse or your spouse die before you?
Can I not answer that, please?
All right, well, you're allowed. You don't have to. Anyway, thank you so much once more for joining, and I hope to have you again one more time. All right, guys, this is the end of our episode on why you should not live together with your spouse with Josh Amor. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and please follow him at Josh Amor LTD on Instagram, and also at MayITalk_ on Instagram, and do not forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Spotify. Thank you once more. See you again next time.